are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation. Are your techs bringing in the revenue they should? This is an important question. What's your answer? For many companies, the service department is simply a necessary evil. They have one because they need to have one, not because they want to. For many companies, they install equipment and/or systems, and the chance is there that some systems will not work as they should. As a result, they need to have at least one guy on staff who can go out on these jobs and perform service. The primary goal of these companies is to get past the first year warranty period. The focus is the installation or contract work, not service. That's where the big dollars are, after all. The total sales revenue is much higher doing the install or contract work than it could ever be on the service side. Service is viewed as a drain on the company profits. It's simply another overhead expense that needs to be overcome. If this describes you, I want to tell you loud and clear, your service department can and should be the most profitable department in your company. That's right, I'll say it again. Your service department can and should be the most profitable department in your company. Notice I said the most profitable, not the highest revenue. There's a difference. And after all, isn't the reason that you're in business to generate a profit, not simply generate sales? Now, the easiest way to increase profitability in your service department is to find out which of your techs is bringing in the most revenue per hour and keep him billing. Now, I know Bill is your best tech and has been for years, but before you simply accept this belief, do a gut check. What we've found by doing thousands of hours of contractor training is that seldom is the tech that you think is your top guy truly your top performer. The reason for this is many times the guy who you think is your top performer has been with you the longest. Sure, he can fix anything and may even be the guy who you have clean up the problems of the other guys. But he also tends to earn more money than anybody else, set his own pace, choose the type of jobs he wants to go out on, and in general call his own shots. In reality, your most productive guy is usually one of the other quieter guys who simply does his job and doesn't complain. You need to find out who your top biller is. There are a couple of things to look at. In this program, we'll take a look at three things that you should look for in each of your technicians. Once you find out who that top biller is, what can you do to get everyone else on your team billing at that same rate? This may involve some technical training, customer service training, or dispatch training. And, dare I say, it might even mean better management of your service team. If your company billing is lacking in your service department, you need to develop a better set of metrics for your service team. In a previous career, I worked heavily with manufacturers. One of the lines they repeated to me often whenever I called them with a technical problem was, "Qualify by quantifying." They were right. What they were telling me was that just because I had a problem come up once or twice, it didn't mean that there was an epidemic. If there really was an issue, it would become very clear very quickly with the numbers. I became accustomed to tracking the metrics of the equipment I was working on. Neither one of us could argue with the facts, whether we were right or wrong. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting that any of these companies that I was working with didn't want to deal with their problems. We still took care of them as they came up and always did our best to make sure that our quality and customer service was where they needed to be. Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.